Hey, y'all, welcome to a breaking news episode of the Late Night Vision Show. I am Hans. We've got Jason here, and as you can see, we also have a guest. Now, this is a new format for us, so if the audio sounds different, the video looks different, we're trying some remote recording here, and just a warning, I sound awful. Still alive, but sounding terrible. We got Jason here and a special guest, but this is the show for all the latest and greatest breaking news in the night vision and thermal world. And to share who our guest is, who's been on our show a few times before, but we're going to go ahead and reintroduce him. I'll let Jason go ahead and kick that off.
Yeah, thanks, Hans. So we've got a guest today that is no stranger to the show, and it is Mr. Chase Stevens from Sitemark and Pulsar, the Cellmark Corporation. Chase, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, of course, guys. Yeah, glad to be on.
Absolutely. So we've got a big announcement today from Sitemark, and we are very thankful to have them on the show to make this announcement. They've got a new scope Chase is fixed to introduce, and we just want to say, you know, as Hans mentioned, we want the Late Night Vision show to be where you come to get all the breaking news in this industry. You know, we offer this to any manufacturers that want to come and make an announcement here. We're always glad to do it. You know, something like this is what we want this show to be, so that everybody can get all the latest information of what's going on in the industry. And we've got another exciting announcement from Sitemark. So Chase, tell us what it is today.
Yeah, so today we will be releasing, you know, we've kind of kept this under wraps as long as we could because we kind of wanted to surprise people with not only the introduction, but also with they're here, they're ready to go, they'll be shipping today. So this is the new Sitemark Wraith 4K Mini, and I can probably bring in a little, but this will be the new 4K Mini scope. So this is a new 2 to 16. If you're familiar with the Wraith line, right, there's two in the HD series, a 2X and a 4X unit. And then about early this year, we introduced the Sitemark 4K Wraith, which was our first Wraith with a 4K sensor. And then now this one's been about probably 2 years in development in the works. And now this is the new Wraith 4K Mini. So a whopping 6 inches long, takes two CR123s, 2 to 16X mag. And yeah, so that's it. These are officially in the warehouse. There's no waiting on them, and these will start shipping today. So yeah, we're excited to get them out there.
I would say that this is the best looking night vision thermal scope on the market as far as just the aesthetics, the looks of it. It almost looks like a small little thermal scope, doesn't it, Jason?
It does. Yeah. It's so cool. It really, really does look good. A lot of thought went into this. It is very small. Chase, one thing that you didn't mention, if you did, I didn't hear it. Well, tell everybody what the price is going to be.
Yeah, so these will retail at the exact same price if you remember with the 4K Max. So it'll retail, MSRP is $899, but most retailers will probably be selling it around $799.
Yeah. So $799 for this awesome little thing. So listen, Chase already went over a few of the specs there. I'm just going to read a couple of the highlights, and he might have hit on these. And I just want to bring this up real quick. So it is a 3,840 by 2,160 pixel resolution. And that's a lot of pixels. It is a 2-power optical magnification with up to a 16X digital zoom. It uses two CR123A batteries. As Chase mentions, about 6 inches. It's about 6.3 inches long and rounding here about 3 inches by 3 inches, on the diameter here. It does have internal video recording. It has the night vision mode as well as the full color daylight mode. And it's got a bunch of reticles, a bunch of reticle colors. A lot of good options. And you said there's a couple different types of reticles, isn't there, Chase?
Yeah. So there will be 12 reticles total, but we went ahead and did 4 of those will be first focal plane and the other 8 will be second focal plane. So you'll have all different types, mill hash, mill dot, single dot, mill, the chevron. So there'll be options for guys in the second focal plane. Most of the first focal plane reticles are traditional crosshair mil hash, but 12 total there. And yeah, so it's a 4K. You know, it you know, in years past when we were doing so much digital, it was almost purely aimed at night hunting. But the sensors are changing, the technology's changing, and now this 4K color is, given the size and, you know, the popularity of SBRs and short barrel rifles and you know, 300 blackouts and 6.8s and things like that, I wouldn't be surprised to see this used as a daytime optic on a lot of rifles too. So, yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that. The last 2 years, my daughter has started deer hunting, and she started with the Wraith HD 4-power. She killed a couple deer with that. Last year, she used the Wraith 4K, killed 3 or 4 deer with that. And I told her this year, I said, listen, sweetie, I think it's time to get you on a traditional glass daytime scope. I said, you know, I want her to have that experience, you know? And sure. I was like, listen, I want, you know, got out this nice Zeiss scope and I'm showing it to her. And she's like, okay, sure. She saw this thing come in the other day and she goes, Daddy, what is that? And I said, well, it's a new Wraith 4K mini. And she goes, that's what I'm deer hunting with. And I was like, disaster. No, it's not what I'm saying. This is probably going to be what we're hunting with, but it is that they look super during the daylight. And I want to point out a couple of quick things. Guys, this is, as Chase mentioned a second ago, he said that, you know, the 4K Max that's been around, you know, that works on both ARs and on bolt guns. This unit is really built with the AR-15 or, you know, collapsible stock rifle hunter in mind. I mean, that's what it is made for. So I'm not going to say you can't rig up some way to use this on a bolt gun, but that's really not who it was made for. The low power, 2-base mag, the small size, the lighter weight. You know, it does come, I didn't mention this, it does come with an included 850 nanometer IR illuminator in the box. Takes 2 CR123A batteries. This is the same IR that is with the Wraith HDs currently. And I'm going to say this. I don't want to get into a review here, but I will say that I've been very impressed with the distance that I was getting out of this with this unit compared to the HDs and even the other 4Ks. So we'll review that later, but very impressed. But the one thing to point out, the reason we're also saying this is more of an AR type setup, is there is no place on this unit. There's no Picatinny rail. So you can't mount this. You're going to have a Picatinny rail on your rifle somewhere. Most AR owners on their rifles are going to have a Picatinny rail somewhere that they can mount this on, you know, out towards the end of the barrel, on the side, whatever. So just something to be aware of. We'll be discussing more of that, I'm sure, when we review it. But this is a awesome little unit. And I think there's going to be not only a lot of hog hunters, low magnification, small, lightweight, like you said, a lot of deer hunters, a lot of guys hunting during the day, even hog hunters during the day. I think this is going to be a super little unit.
Yeah, we're really excited. And about that, so on, you know, traditional guys, you know, familiar, they don't have to have a actually full flat top. So if a guy does have just a purely round handguard, right, and his Weaver rail stops here at the front of the receiver, you can still mount that offset IR mount here in front of the optic. So it'll kind of offset the way of the objective. So unless you've got a just big obnoxious, you know, front sight post, and you might get some reflectivity of the IR light, then, you know, for most, the vast majority of ARs, it'll work just fine, whether you've got a quad rail or not. So yeah, it should be really flexible. And that was kind of what it was, the initial design was for. Yeah. I think the first, you know, if anybody's excited to get it out, it's probably our product development guys, because they showed us some CAD drawings, man, it's probably 2 years ago now. We probably would have gotten them out a little bit sooner, but COVID, played hell with a lot of that stuff. So that made that a little bit more difficult, but, yeah, it's been 2 years in the making. We got our first prototype maybe a year ago. And since then, we kind of knew, just given the size, weight, you know, everybody's shift to trying to get smaller, compact, lighter. You know, we probably go over there once a week and ask, where are those minis? You know, when are they going to get here? But they're finally here and ready to go. So, yeah, we'll start shipping these today to authorized dealers, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, that's great. So, folks, You've heard it here first. Hopefully this is breaking news to you. We're very excited about this unit. Again, Hans and I will be reviewing this on the podcast in a few weeks. We want to get some more field time behind it and get some videos and stuff out of it. But as Chase said, you will be able to find these at SiteMark authorized dealers all over the country. Again, should be next week. You know, they're going to be shipping out of, you know, SiteMark's facility today, heading to dealers. So, you know, maybe Monday, maybe Wednesday before they get it, whatever. Give your dealer a couple days. I mean, feel free to go ahead and call him now, but, you know, don't worry him out if he can't ship it to you today. They're just heading to all the dealers today. Obviously, if you are interested in one, you know, Hans and I would always be glad to talk to you about them at OutdoorLegacyGear.com or, you know, give us a call. But, man, we are very excited about this. Glad to see that SiteMark is continuing to push the envelope, take a great product line with, you know, three current Wraith models and then add another one to it and just continuing to improve and push that envelope. So, Chase, we appreciate y'all and thank y'all for coming on the show today.
Yeah, of course, guys. We appreciate you guys having us. And yeah, we're glad to get it out there in the hands. And yeah, let us know if you guys need any help with the review, but get out there, play with it, have fun, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Thanks, Chase. And like Jason said, if you want to talk to somebody about it, you can call me. Talk to me at 877-350-1818. I will tell you my 2020 buck story that I shot my deer with the SiteMark Wraith HD. And some of the guys like, yeah, Hans, you've already told me that story before. You don't have to tell it again. But hey, I will tell it to everybody that calls about a night vision scope. I will tell you about me shooting.
Whether you want to hear it or not.
I got his antlers on the wall right here. But yeah, people have heard that story many times. Anyway, I have a feeling that I'll be hunting with that mini this year. So just in time for coyote season two for all you boys up north. So check it out. We thank y'all for joining us again. Breaking news episode of the Late Night Vision Show. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, SiteMark, Pulsar, all you guys always coming on and sharing your breaking news here. And we'll see you next time. And we're going to be doing a full review in the next few weeks. Until then, y'all stay safe in the fields and keep making them bacon pancakes.